Okay.
At least it's not an airplane.
Do I have someone on the line? All right, we'll get started with a pre-hearing conference to address scheduling and procedural matters for the consolidated cases of W18002 and 003. My name is Ryan Bansal. I'm the hearing examiner. We'll be presiding over this matter. We should be joined by Elizabeth Campbell, one of the appellants online. She had an accident and was not able to attend in person, so we may get interrupted if she calls in. If I could ask the other party representatives to introduce themselves, please state your name and spell it just so I have it on the record. We appreciate it.
Peter Eglick, E-G-L-I-C-K, for appellant Laurelhurst Community Club.
Thank you.
Lindsay Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, with the Seattle Office of Housing.
Patrick Downs, D-O-W-N-S, with the Seattle City Attorney's Office, representing the city.
And I'm sorry, Ms. Masters, you're an attorney, or are you?
No, I'm with the Office of Housing.
So you'll be the representative?
Correct.
Okay. Great. I have several matters I'd like to cover with you today, just in order of that we have to address for calendaring. We have pre-hearing motions, whether any parties intend to bring those, discovery, number of witnesses and exhibits anticipated for the hearing, and then, of course, hearing dates. Are there other items that the parties need to address today at the pre-hearing conference?
None for the city.
I guess I should say, this is Peter Eglick for Laurelhurst, that I did have a conversation with Mr. Downs pursuant to a letter that I had sent to the department when we filed our appeal, which we did very reluctantly. And it looks as if, of course, the devil is in the details, but it looks as if that we'll be able to withdraw our appeal shortly. We just have to pin down the actual language, and then we'll withdraw our appeal. So I don't know that we'll be participating actively as this proceeds. I hope not.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. That was my next question before we get into those items, is if the parties have been in communication, if there's opportunity for settlement mediation. So we certainly addressed that already.
And I'll add, if I may, Mr. Examiner, I'll add to that. That's the city's position as well.
All right. In the absence of Ms. Campbell, then.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you are here.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I asked earlier if you were there, and you didn't say anything. So could you please state?
That's because I wasn't there.
Okay. Now that you are, could you please state your name for the record and spell it?
Elizabeth Campbell, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.
Thank you for joining us, Ms. Campbell. We'll proceed then with calendaring. Are there parties that intend to bring a pre-hearing motion?
The city may, so I'd like to reserve that opportunity, Your Honor.
And do you have a sense of when that would occur? I should jump to the punchline on this. Hearing date is often dictated in part by the activity we have in advance of it with pre-hearing motions, discovery, and the number of witnesses. In this case, that will not be the case. The hearing examiner's schedule is will not likely be the case. The hearing examiner's schedule is extremely full now. We essentially have historic high levels of a caseload and large cases through the summer. We do not have hearing dates available until mid-August. So that given, that's the earliest we would, and then we may be looking at, there's a few dates in there, depending on how long we anticipate the hearing going, then we'd be looking out as far as September. So getting back to pre-hearing motions, knowing that the hearing date will not be until then, when would the city anticipate it might have the capacity to submit a motion?
My sense of that is the week of June 11th.
Okay. Ms. Campbell, do you anticipate any pre-hearing motions that you would bring?
Not at this time.
Okay.
And if I may put a specific date for a motion due date, I would request the 15th.
Okay. That would be fine. And do you anticipate summary judgment, partial issues? Do you have a sense of the scale of the motion here? Typically, we have the schedule for motions is the motion is filed, and then there's an opportunity for response within a week, and then a reply within a few days after that. Ms. Campbell, is that a schedule? And Mr. Eglick, assuming that you're still in the case, are those is that a schedule that the appellants can accommodate? Okay.
When would that make our response?
The response would then be due June 22nd, 1 week later.
Yeah, I believe I can do that. But I'm assuming, hoping that I won't have to.
Right. And then we'll set the reply due the 27th? Mr. Downs?
That'll work.
Okay. Okay. Either of the appellants, well, any of the parties anticipating discovery?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you, I don't need to know the details of it, Ms. Campbell, but do you have a sense of the volume, scope, and timing that that will take?
Well, I think part of the timing would depend on the city and maybe even, you know, the Army. I think the federal parties might be kind of slow, as I've seen in the past. They might be slower to respond than the city.
Have you submitted anything yet?
No, we're just formulating some of that now.
And when do you anticipate you'll be submitting the request?
Probably realistically not until not this coming week, but the week after that.
All right, but still within May.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there may also be follow-up, too.
Your Honor, Mr. Examiner, I'd request a discovery cutoff date and approval, anticipating rolling discovery.
And do you have an anticipation of what you, or a request for when that would be?
Let me
hold that request, and let's identify when the hearing date's going to be first, and then we'll identify it around that. But noted that the city's requested a cutoff for discovery. Let's look at the hearing then. Ms. Campbell, how many witnesses do you anticipate calling?
Well, I think nominally there probably would be five.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more.
And how many exhibits do you anticipate? And this is not a number I hold you to. I just need to have a sense of volume.
Well, I mean, that's kind of academic until you go through the discovery, but I think it's safe to say that there would be a number of discovery exhibits. I mean, this has gone on for quite some time.
And is that, when you say a number, is that tens or hundreds?
Well, let's go 10 to 50. How's that?
That's very easy to understand. Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Eglin?
With witnesses, I think the same number if we got to that. And with exhibits, I'd say 10 to 50 sounds reasonable.
Okay. He had said the same amount for the for both, actually. So, and I don't need to know these now. There will be an opportunity to submit witness and exhibit lists later, but I just need to have a sense of how much time we need for the hearing. Mr. Downs?
Same. Five witnesses, probably maxing at 50 exhibits.
If we have all three parties, then still participating at the time of the hearing, and frankly, even if we don't, it seems that we'd need anywhere between up to 4 days and possibly three minimum. Is that the parties have a different estimate of time that it would take to address the hearing?
The city agrees.
I think you're probably right. Makes it a little bit high.
I think four is safe. I mean, if Laurelhurst were really in on this, given what I've said before, I can anticipate there would be some fairly serious cross-examination. It might take some time. So
right.
I'd say four. But you don't want to go less, I don't think.
Right.
Just ballpark.
Let's set aside four. Even without Laurelhurst, 10 witnesses could take some time and spill into at least the beginning of a 30-day. All right. With that, then, let's look at the calendar for dates. That removes us from August. We have two-day hearing slots available in August, but not 4 days. But we can look to the immediate beginning of September. September 4 through 7 is available.
I don't know if I brought my calendar that far.
And, Mr. Examiner, I am out of the office from September 6th through 14th.
Okay. So we look after the 14th?
I would request the week of the 24th. Standification coming back from the office.
I brought my calendar through August. I guess that was, I have to print it out. I could call let the office now and say, what about this?
Do you want to take a minute to do that?
Okay. For the 24th, that's what we're looking at?
The week of the 24th, yes.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, Ms. Campbell, how does the week of the 24th, September 24th, work with your schedule?
Well, I'm planning a trip to Europe that month. I'm supposed to be gone, I think, until 23rd, 24th. I don't have it exactly, but...
So you might be out on the 24th?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of...
But the 25th would work for you then?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. Mr. Eglick, we check your schedule?
For the 25th at
through
SEC.
The 28th, right?
Okay. Let's see. Hey, can you look at the calendar for 9/25 through 9/28? Do I have any... conflicts. Okay, can you tentatively write in tentative hearing date for LCC? Fort Lawton, Tolaris. Okay, thanks. I'm going to go. What? Bye. Okay.
Okay. Yep. So we'll set the hearing dates for September 25 to 28.
Okay.
And then we have, when are you leaving on your trip? Ms. Campbell?
First week of September.
On the 4th?
Yes.
Okay.
And after Labor Day.
All right. Then I will ask your preference then. I can do discovery cutoff right then, because obviously you're not going to be engaged in discovery while you're gone. So my anticipation... Yeah, my anticipation was to cut off discovery then. The only other issue, though, we have before the hearing, we have witness and exhibit lists due. If we have those due before you leave and not while you're gone, then I would have to have the, I guess the cities could be done, come in while you're gone, but you would have to have yours in a week before you left.
Okay, so which means the 31st?
We could do that. But know that discovery has to be cut off well in advance of that. So it moves your discovery line forward by at least a week, maybe two.
Well.
And if the Army Corps is involved, you may want that week or two. I'd leave that to your discretion.
That's true. Well, but I can make up on my side the accommodation in order to encompass that schedule. Yes, I'm not physically going to be conducting these things, but then that's why we have phones and Skype and whatnot. We can handle all of these things even while I'm gone.
All right, then. The witness and exhibit lists. An exchange of exhibits is due from the appellant on, or appellants, on August 31. And the city put it September 7. And we'll do, given that, is there a suggestion on discovery cutoff from the parties?
I would propose August 24.
A week?
Yeah.
So discovery cutoff would be August 24. Does that work, Ms. Campbell, with your plan? All right. All right, I'm going to go back through what I have. Please let me know if I've got different dates than you do. We have beginning in June, pre-hearing motions. Those are due June 15th. Any response is due June 22nd, and replies are due on June 27th. And we have a discovery cutoff of August 24. And that's a response to discovery. I guess that's my only concern. So if we have a discovery cutoff, then somebody submits interrogatories, they have 30 days to get a response.
My
that's
thought
a
is
bit of a spillover.
Yeah, but my thought is that interrogatories, request for production, whatever it is, everything comes in and it's finalized, done by that cutoff date, which means
so responses are due.
Yeah.
By the 24th.
Yeah, everything. So you need. You can ship it out and push it forward.
Right. Okay. Do you understand that, Ms. Campbell? Or did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So discovery is completed. Not discovery requests. Discovery is completed by August 24. And then the appellants have their witness and exhibit list and exchange of exhibits due August 31. The city has the same. For September 7, and then we have hearing dates set for September 25 through 28. Is there anything else we need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference?
Not from the city.
No, I think you covered all of it.
Not from Laurelhurst.
Okay, thank you all very much.
All right, thank you for your time.
Bye.
Thank you.